This podcast brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu, change your mind, and by Gulf Coast Avionics, your one-stop shop for avionics, instruments, and pilot supplies. See us at Sun and Fun booth D28 through 33 or visit www.gca.aero.
This is Jeff Van West, and I'm talking with Carol Carpenter of Rainbow Aviation Services, the only outfit in the country right now offering light sport repairman courses, or the full course. Carol, can you tell me exactly what's involved in the full training?
Yeah, the light sport repairman maintenance training is a three-week course. At the end of the 3 weeks, the participant can earn a repairman maintenance certificate that allows him to do the 100-hour condition inspections, all of the maintenance, and the yearly condition inspection on any special light sport aircraft, the factory built aircraft that meet ASTM standards. They can also service the experimental light sport aircraft community and charge for their services. It's pretty exciting.
So they can charge for their services for the SLSAs as well, the factory built aircraft?
As well as the ELSA, sure. So they're actually created, their purpose in life, they were created to service this aircraft. They were part of the original light sport rule. There's one repairman certificate with two ratings. The first rating is just for the experimental light sport aircraft. If you're an owner and you want to take a short two-day course, you only have to do it once in your life, and you're given a certificate to do a condition inspection on an experimental light sport aircraft that you own and is registered in your name, registered and certified as experimental light sport. Then every aircraft that you own the rest of your life, there's never an expiration on that certificate. The owner can take care of his own needs. But with the SLSAs, our special light sport aircraft that are factory built, ASTM compliant, those aircraft require somebody who has attended the longer course and gotten the maintenance rating.
And is there any kind of prerequisite for this? Do you have to be an AMP or have to have mechanic experience, or can anyone who's interested just take the course and then they're good to go?
Well, there isn't really any prerequisites with the exception of the standard. You have to be 18 years old. You have to be able to read, write, and speak the English language. You have to either be a U.S. citizen or a resident of the United States. Those types of prerequisites. And after the course, a mechanic could work for 30 months in the field. If he's actively engaged for the entire 30 months, he can apply and take the written exam and add the General Aviation Airframe and Power Plant rating to his certificate.
So you could end up being an A&P, having taken this course, you work for 30 months in the field, and nothing but LSAs, you could take the test and be rated as an A&P and then charge you for your services as an A&P.
Yes, and this is really exciting, and we've been telling people this since we started teaching this course back in 06, but we finally have reached that 30-month mark and had the first guy in the country actually at his A&P. Mike Z of Mike Z Sport Aviation here in Florida at Plant City became the first repairman with a maintenance rating to use that exciting avenue to add his A&P. We're thrilled for him.
So if someone got their A&P through this avenue, then they could go work on a Twin Comanche or a Bonanza or a King Air or whatever they wanted?
Right, that's a great question. And let me give you a two-part answer. First, the FARs protect us. They say that you cannot do it until you've done it before. So if you're an airframe and power plant mechanic, you have to have had training in whatever action that you're taking, whether it is a airframe and power plant mechanic who got his certification during the normal channels, went to an A&P school, and now wants to work on an aircraft with a Rotax two-stroke engine. He can't do it until he's done it before or been supervised or gotten some training. So he may have to take a Rotax course. The same is true with our light sport repairman with a maintenance rating.
And if someone wanted to take the course, the long course, how much would it cost?
It runs $3,895 in Corning, California. They come to California, or they can take the course at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at the EAA headquarters. Once a year, we offer it there in September. At the EAA headquarters, it's an additional $1,000. We're actually offering a $1,000 discount to hold it in our home field. The shipping, the trucking of supplies, the aircraft that we have to supply is very expensive. So we flew out here for under $200. So for an airline ticket back to California, they can really save money by taking it at that location. We have some phenomenal lodging. The hotels are offering 50% off. The EA members are hosting people in their homes for $200 a week, and they're even renting their RVs out for $15 a night, $20 a night, depending on the quality of the RV. So lots of ways to save money on those extras costs.
And if someone wanted to contact you, how would they do so?
They can just call. We have a 800 number. It's 877-7-FLY-LSA. Or they can call us at our regular landline, 530-824-0644, or visit rainbowaviation.com. They can email us directly from the website and also access additional information about the course, about travel, lodging, and the like on our website.
Terrific. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, you're sure welcome.
So, have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Try a Zulu, and we think you'll find Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and ANR better than anything else you've ever tried. It has Bluetooth connectivity and is available with battery or panel power. And there's a helicopter model as well. No other headset gives you the complete Zulu package.